It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll catch up with the filmmaker Mark Borchert, who was the subject of the 1999 award-winning documentary American Movie.
First off, we take a look at what the Secret Service is up against after a very bad week for the agency. With the resignation of former director Julia Pearson over numerous security failures, the service has tapped former Presidential Protective Division Chief Joe Clancy to temporarily head that agency until a permanent director can be found.
One thing seems clear: whoever permanently takes over the position of Secret Service Director faces an uphill battle when it comes to restoring trust and restoring the service's image.
Joining us now to talk about the ongoing Secret Service story is Josh Gerstein. He's senior White House reporter for Politico. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
So, Josh, unusual bipartisan agreement on this one. It seems like everyone in Congress agrees that this last round of scandals at the Secret Service was a really big deal.
Yeah, and I think that's part of why we saw the Secret Service director forced out in a relatively short period of time. It became pretty clear that Julia Pearson didn't have the confidence of either the Democrats or the Republicans on Capitol Hill. And Republicans, who are often very critical of President Obama, really turned their fire on the Secret Service as an agency, didn't do much bashing of the president, and simply were flabbergasted at some of these mistakes and errors that have taken place in recent weeks.
A lot of stakeholders new leadership will have to win over, starting with the boss, President Obama. He can't be happy about the current performance. Even with a new director, how can the Secret Service earn the president's trust again?
Well, you know, they're going to bring in, as you said, this new director who had a prior relationship with President Obama, who was as head of the president's detail for several years at the beginning of the administration. So he's somebody who knows the president personally, who knows the president's top staff personally. So hopefully that would begin moving the process in the right direction. I think he's also going to have to commit to complete candor. One of the problems that has happened here is that it appears that the president and the top White House staff were not getting a full readout on all these problems. They were getting kind of grudging information when they asked for it instead of proactive disclosures. Apparently, people at the White House didn't know about this incident at the CDC in an elevator where you had a man who was armed, who had some kind of criminal past, who basically shouldn't have been in that elevator. The White House didn't learn about that until moments before it was reported publicly.
Yeah, I mean, the Secret Service, secrecy is half their name, but do they need to be more transparent to the president and the public?
I think they definitely do need to be more transparent. They've had a tradition, for example, of doing their own internal investigations. They have a professional responsibility office. A lot of other government agencies answer to an inspector general, who's someone who's presidentially appointed, has no connection whatsoever, usually, to the agency that they are inspecting, and can issue reports directly to Congress. The Secret Service, at least since the Department of Homeland Security took them over a decade or so ago, has never been subject to a true inspector general, has always done their own internal reports. It's kind of a strange carve-out, and I think it leads to just less transparency both to Congress, the public, and perhaps to the White House. I think we're going to see that process, that special carve-out for the Secret Service, come to an end.
Is there talk of doing that already, some kind of outside inspection?
Well, we're already looking at a top-to-bottom inspection. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson is going to appoint a group of wise men and women to look at these recent incidents and then the recent pattern of potential problems at the Secret Service and make recommendations. But I would be shocked if legislation that comes off Capitol Hill doesn't alter the process for internal reviews at the Secret Service. And then, of course, the big question is, if Mr. Clancy doesn't become the permanent director, would the president perhaps install someone from another law enforcement agency instead of the Secret Service, breaking the tradition of promoting from within there at that agency?
And you mentioned Capitol Hill. Congress not happy with the Secret Service, obviously. How does a new director, new management go about winning back congressional support and trust?
Well, this could be one of the trickiest things, because these directors, at least the ones promoted from inside the agency, don't tend to be particularly savvy at politics and understanding how things work on Capitol Hill. So this might be another area where someone who's had to deal with politics in another realm might actually be able to manage the personalities and so forth on Capitol Hill a little bit better. It'd probably be someone good to have someone who can handle a congressional hearing or inquiry better than Director Pearson did the other day. She just seemed very defensive, and while her language may have said that they were determined to get to the bottom of it, her body language spoke otherwise, as if she was not very comfortable having to represent the agency at that hearing. I think they're going to need to have someone who's more of a public personality who can do both the congressional appearances and maybe even appear in the media to talk about what the Secret Service's responsibilities are.
Now, here's maybe a big deal. There's been talk that maybe potential assassins or White House intruders have been deterred by an aura of invulnerability from the Secret Service. Does this open the door to imitators, to, I don't know, terrorists even, to say, hey, they're not as tough as we thought they were?
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, one agent I spoke to said that the White House is already a magnet for people suffering from all kinds of mental illnesses and psychological confusion. So now you're going to have more discussion in the media leading to possible copycats. I'm less concerned that a person like that is going to actually make it into the White House or to the president under the current circumstances, and more concerned that there's going to be some use of force, perhaps deadly force, to stop them when that might not have been necessary in the past. And then you also have to wonder if terrorists or other people that want to do the president harm of a more serious mindset, maybe looking at some of these recent breaches and getting the idea that maybe the Secret Service isn't all it's been cut out to be. And they might attempt something, again, that, you know, may well not be successful, but could still cause a lot of damage, injury, and bloodshed. And so that's one of the greatest concerns here, that, you know, the Secret Service is not flawless, but they benefit from the perception that they're very, very good at what they do.
Josh, a story to follow. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Okay, anytime. Take care.
That's Josh Gerstein. He's senior White House reporter for Politico. He joined us to discuss the challenges facing the new leadership at the Secret Service.
Coming up next, we meet a Wisconsin legend. Filmmaker Mark Borchert, made famous in the documentary American Movie.